Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Dave Baker and Gene McLean here. Gene, of course, the grand domo of all things with the Press Box and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Big weekend of Kentucky Derby preps, Gene, but I don't think we can go ahead and start talking about that until we address, at least at some level, what's been happening out there at Santa Anita. They got the inner track back open today for training. But, of course, this was supposed to be a huge weekend out there that had big-time implications on the Derby and the Derby Trail, and now that's all been kind of thrown into flux.
Yeah, Buzzy, I apologize for the crowd noise, although it is kind of a mic here. I'm down at the fairgrounds in New Orleans, but they were supposed to run the San Felipe today, a grade two event, a major event. On the Derby Trail, two Bob Baffert's top contenders, undefeated and two-year-old champ. Game winner was scheduled to run along with his teammate and stablemate, Improbable, also undefeated. So now the plans are a little bit in flux for those and with Baffert and all the others that were planning on going. In fact, there was a race scheduled for Sunday, chasing yesterday as a top contender for the Oaks. So a lot of changes in the mix right now, Buzzy, but all that being said, the number one priority, the number one focus has to be on the safety of the equine athletes,
right,
and those that are associated with them, Buzzy. And every stone must be turned, and every all the due diligence now must be focused on making sure that that racetrack gets back to a safe condition to where we can have a reasonable and confident view that the horses running over it are going to be safe, and give credit to the connections that they have brought in experts to try to remedy those problems and get to the bottom of it, so to speak, and that means taking the track up and investigating it from start to finish.
And that's, in fact, what they're doing. And so the question becomes now, what happens moving forward? Everybody will find spots for their horses. That's what the great trainers do. And certainly you've got the great ones that are involved at this level. But still, three prep races to talk about very briefly. Let's go ahead and start, Gene, first of all, down at Tampa Bay Downs, a field of 11 set to go in the Grade 2 Tampa Bay Derby.
Yeah, Buzzy, and this has become a really big race along the Triple Crown Trail, and just has emerged in the last few years. The Tampa Bay Derby has the, and the Sam F. Davis, which is a prep for the Tampa Bay Derby, have both become really important races. We saw some really good horses come out of those races a year ago with Flame Away and Catholic Boy. That's a big race at Tampa Bay, and you've got a top horse named Well Defined. He won the Sam Davis. Did so by going right to the front, a speedy type. I think he's a horse that, is certainly going to have to be caught. You got to go and catch him. They are going to stretch out a little bit farther today, Buzzy, in the Tampa Bay Derby, but he's a horse you've got to go and catch. There is a horse in here that I really like from the Mark Cassie barn, and this is a horse that has had a lot of ability. He's had a little bit of a problem in the past. Son of Tappet ran in the, in fact, he was one of the favorites for the Claiborne Breeders' Futurity at Keeneland last fall and just was annihilated coming out of the gate, Buzzy. They've got him back on track. He's running very well. He won a race over at the fairgrounds, allowance race. Like I said, a Son of Tappet. You got to really think that Mark Cassie's just on a big roll right now. He's got War of Will throwing it towards the Louisiana Derby. But I'm going to go with Mark Cassie as Son of Tappet, and I'm also going to use Underneath Well Defined in the Tampa Bay Derby.
So you are going with Dream Maker for Mark Cassie.
Dream Maker is a top-notch, I think, candidate. He is, like I said, I think he's a world of talent. But we've talked about this several times, Buzzy, on the show. The sons and daughters of Tappets may take a race or two or maybe even four before they kind of mentally click it into gear.
Right.
But obviously the progeny and the sons and daughters have proven once they figure it out upstairs, they've got the wheels down below to carry him a long way. And Dreammaker, I think, may fall right into that category, Buzzy.
Dreammaker, one of two Cassie horses to go in the Tampa Bay, Sir Winston the other. That's a look at the Tampa Bay Derby. Let's see. How about Mind Control, Nick's Go, and Instagram headlining the Grade 3 Gotham on Saturday?
Gotham's a big race, prepping for the Wood Memorial later in the Aqueduct calendar. But this has really turned into be a heck of a race, Buzzy. Nick's Go did not run at all in the Sam F. Davis down in Tampa. This is a horse you and I watched win the Claiborne Breeders' Futurity at Keeneland last fall. Ran very well in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Just didn't seem to have any kind of stamina for trainer Ben Colebrook, a son-in-law of Don and Myra Ball, and based right there in Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I really expect Nick's Go to improve and come back into form, and maybe she'll have a better performance today, Buzzy, in the Gotham. But the horse that really is going to stand out, in my view, is Instagram, shipping in from California for Jerry Hollendorfer. Jerry's a top-notch trainer. This horse was really considered to be the top two-year-old in the country back last summer, won at Del Mar. They put him on the shelf, and the owner made the decision that he was going to give him some time and point for the Triple Crown. In kind of hindsight, that may have been a great decision. We'll see. He'll be making his 2019 debut. But I am going all in on Instagram.
Instagram, a $1.2 million purchase at the Phasing Tipton 2018 Gulfstream Sale. Had those two wins last year, 10 lengths at Los Al, and then another 10.25 score on August 11th at Del Mar. And for our final race today, let's go ahead and talk about the Grade 3 Jeff Ruby Stakes up at Turfway Park.
Yeah, and we got to point out that's spelled S-T-E-A-K-S,
that's correct.
You know, after Jeff and his fine propensity to cook up a nice prime rib, you know, Buzzy. But I think the favorite over the Poly there at Turfway in the Jeff Ruby Stakes will be something like a Hot Brown. This is a horse that Mike Maker has had, and I think will be the prohibitive favorite. I think he won a prep race up there for the Jeff Ruby. My horse is going to be from the Ken McPeak Barn, horse by the name of Curlin's Gray. This is a horse that I think wants the extra distance, going to get that extra distance today at Turfway Park. McPeak does well with horses running up at Turfway in the past, and in particular in this race in the past, which has been the Spiral or the Lanes Inn. Been named a lot of things through the past. You know, Animal Kingdom won that race in prep and for the Kentucky Derby. It's really not that bad of a race, and I really think it's the kind of a linchpin for the Turfway Park meet. But I am going with Ken McPeak and Curlin's Gray in the Jeff Ruby.
And there is one in the field that we will be keeping our eyes on. Dabo, trained by Dale Romans, of course. Our friends Mike Battaglia and NBC sportscaster Tom Hammond are two of several partners who have Peacock Stable that owns Dabo in partnership with West Point Thoroughbreds. And after all the great coverage they've given Thoroughbreds over the years, it's great to see Tom and Mike being involved on the ownership side as well.
Well, you know, that's a heck of a nice name for their stable. Kudos to their ingenuity and cleverness.
Nobody would ever think that, right? I think they were probably hoping for some corporate backing with that or something, right?
There's never been anybody in the game that loved the game of a sport any more than those two. And all the best to Tom and Mike and the connections. It would be great for them to have a horse right on that Derby trail, and you know, having been there one time before in my life, there's nothing like it.
Awesome. All right, and that's the Press Box in our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by EchoRide, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, great having you here with us once again. Enjoy the time down at the Fairgrounds, and as always, may the horse be with you.
with you as well, my friend. I look forward to seeing you soon, and take care and get that basketball going in the right direction for our beloved Wildcats.
Come on, let's go.